From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
You're welcome to the Wednesday edition of Let the Bible Speak. Please stay tuned for the next 15 minutes. I'll be concluding the series of talks upon the woman at the well from John's Gospel chapter 4. First, please listen to Kelly Hannah singing this very nice gospel piece. This afternoon we're going to bring to a conclusion the series of messages that I've been presenting to you upon the woman of Samaria, whom the Lord rescued from her sinful condition. And I would like to read to you just one verse. It's the final verse of the passage, John 4, verse 42. It is the confession of the people who believed and said unto the woman, Now we believe not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Saviour of the world. May the Lord bless these words to your heart and soul. Over these past weeks we have been pursuing this most remarkable incident in John's Gospel, where one woman became the means of bringing hope to an entire community. This was not, however, a normal society living within the Roman province of Judea. The town that this woman was useful in helping was Samaritan. In the eyes of the predominantly Jewish population, these people were regarded as being virtually subhuman and were despised with a greater sense of outrage than the Gentiles, who were as dogs. To make matters worse for the religious Jews, the woman who became the missionary into this town of Sychar was both a Samaritan herself as well as being an immoral individual. The man who cared for this town and who initiated the conversation with the woman at Jacob's ancient well was Jesus, a Jewish man, who radically broke with all the conventions of the time in showing love towards the untouchables. He challenged the bitter sectarianism that festered in the hearts of his disciples, and he remained with these Samaritan people for 2 days. What an unforgettable 2 days these were in the history of this community. The story is brought to a fitting conclusion when the people of Sychar confessed to the woman who brought them word of Jesus, Now we believe not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Saviour of the world. The bridge had been spanned. Centuries of hatred had been conquered and left for dead. Christ had crossed to meet these people, and they too had crossed over, admitting that this Jewish man was the Christ, the Messiah, the Deliverer, and more than that, he was the Saviour of the world. John's Gospel is the Gospel of remarkable confessions. In John 1 verse 39, Nathanael, the upright Jew, the man in whom there was no guile, the man who appeared blameless, he confessed, Thou art the Son of God, Thou art the King of Israel. In chapter 11, verse 27, Martha, the grieving woman whose brother was lying dead, Martha, who had followed Christ devoutly for some time, said, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And then in chapter 20, verse 28, Thomas, one of the 12 who doubted the Lord's resurrection, he was brought to that point where he cried with humility, My Lord and my God. There is no confession, however, as remarkable as this cry from the Samaritan people whom the Jews had cast off. They said, He was the Saviour of the world. The Greek word for world employed in this instance is cosmos. It occurs 185 times in the New Testament, but 105 of these references are found in the books written by John. John has a special interest in this word. At its root, the word cosmos means that which is beautiful, and it is the word from which we get the term cosmetic. The word cosmos, however, refers also to the beautiful, orderly universe, and we still refer to the great universe as being the cosmos. But in John's Gospel, he does not use the word to focus upon the physical state of the universe, the stars, the planets, or the topography of the earth. John is interested in the people who live in the world. His cosmos is the world of man and woman. His vision of the world is not merely a general portrait of each and every individual who resides in this planet, but his vision of the world is of the various and disparate peoples who populate the earth. He has his eyes not upon the world as a physical entity, but upon the people and upon the souls of people who live in this planet. This was what the Samaritans recognized. He was not just the Saviour of the Jews, he was their Saviour. He came for the Gentiles and for the Samaritans. He was the Saviour of the world with an all-encompassing love for all classes and types. Have you recognized that Christ is your Savior, your personal Savior? His salvation can reach you, whatever your illness, whatever your problems, whatever your sins, wherever you are. He is the Savior of the world. That means he has a saving interest in your soul. Christ as the Savior of the world, however, is wedded to the teaching provided by John the Baptist that he is the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. Chapter 1, verse 29. We cannot understand how Christ is the Savior without comprehending the metaphor of the Lamb. The sacrificial Lamb was a key element in Jewish religious culture. At the beginning of time, Abel was accepted by God because he presented a slain Lamb. It is apparent that his lamb was insufficient for his brother Cain's salvation. Cain's offering of the fruit of the ground was rejected by God because he did not bring a lamb. He had to bring his own lamb. One lamb was sacrificed for one person. At the time of the Exodus from Egypt, a new feast was instituted called the Passover. On that night, when the angel of death passed over the Jewish people and killed and judged the Egyptians, each family offered a lamb, the Passover lamb. On that occasion, it was one lamb for one family. When Christ died, however, he offered himself as a lamb for the world. He took the guilt and punishment of the world upon his shoulders as the Lamb of God. He became our Savior when he became our sin-bearer and our substitute. This is why works will not grant us forgiveness and peace. Christ has done all that is necessary. He has taken our shame, our sin, our curse. He has borne the wrath of God which we deserve. All we need to do is place our faith in him for salvation. The Samaritans cried out, "Now we believe, for we have heard him ourselves." Now that you have heard this message, will you not believe for yourself and recognize that he is your Savior, the Savior of the world? This is a message of love, and love offers hope and light. However hopeless you may feel, there is hope in Christ. Whatever your darkness, there is a bright and shining light in Jesus. John 3:16 says it all, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Here we view a ruined, perishing race, caught up in the web of its own deceit and corruption. This world is a corrupt, immoral mess because of the sin which resides in all of our breasts. Yet God loved this world and sent his Son out of that heart of love because this was the only way by which we could be rescued. The gospel has always been sent out to the whosoever. It is for you. Oh, believe as these Samaritans did. See in Christ one who died for you, and you shall inherit everlasting life. I thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocher Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.